Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, joined by Mike Haas. Before we go to them, our triple option feature, I want to tell everybody all of South Louisiana is under a multi-day flood watch. And WWL reminds you that we are tracking this tropical disturbance that could possibly bring heavy rains and even street flooding to our area over the next couple days. The impact all depends on how this structure either develops or doesn't develop in the Gulf. So keep it locked into WWL for the latest every hour on the hour and real time at WWL.com, and download the Odyssey app so you can always stay connected to WWL. Haas, I'm going to throw it to you first, buddy.
Hello, Michael. Thank you. Yeah, well, I thought about it a little bit, and my initial thought was, well, I'll do UFC 318, but then, you know, Charlie and I, we got 2 hours to talk about that. And then my second choice was today is World Snake Day. But I passed on that as well. Again, Charlie and I got 2 hours. And so I'm going to give you a stat, and it's going to be a twofer stat because we're going to talk about it now. And we're going to talk about it, hopefully, week one of the NFL season. It came from Drew Poggi. He's a big friend and a big help of mine as far as just – he just finds some stats that you just don't think about. So, as we well know, the Superdome celebrating its 50th anniversary this year beginning on August 3rd. And so in the Superdome, since the Saints have been there in the regular season and the playoffs, if you just look at passing and rushing, the Saints have scored 999 touchdowns. They've scored more overall defense, you know, returns and stuff. But against Arizona, somebody quickly, I hope, is going to get touchdown number 1,000. And that's going to be pretty cool. Now, Charlie won't get this. You will, Mike. That means if you get that answer in the trivia, you get a piece of the pie. Right? That was Trivial Pursuit. Long
I
time ago.
Trivial Pursuit.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a Disney version of it, but we had it.
The Disney version.
Oh,
you
got
to explain that to me.
You didn't have history and sports and all that stuff?
Oh, no. It was a kid game.
Oh, my
way back
Lord.
In the day.
So, again, it's a twofer because we're talking about it today. Thanks to Drew, but we're going to talk about it again, hopefully, Arizona week one. Pretty cool.
That is a cool stat, Mike. Charlie, you next.
Guys, the first time we're going to be mentioning the Pelicans on this show, I want to bring up Derek Queen. 3 games in summer league, 3 double-doubles for Mr. Queen. First game, 13 points, 10 rebounds. Second game, 12 points, 13 rebounds. And then last night, which I think was clearly his best game at the summer league, 17-point, 10-rebound performance. Guys, there was a stretch early on in that game where he didn't look very comfortable, and he hasn't really looked too comfortable in Vegas. And then all of a sudden, late in the first quarter, and into the second quarter, he just took over. Every single possession down the floor, he had the ball in his hands, and he was making plays with it. And you got a little bit of a glimpse of probably what Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver were seeing when they picked up Derek Queen with the 13th overall pick. He looked awesome last night against Yang Hunsen, who is this guy that's taken the league by storm in summer league with 16th overall pick from Portland out of China, who's expected to be like the Chinese Jokic and everything like that. Queen has this ego on the floor, guys, that I've noticed, where there's like this one stretch – He had a great strip of Yang, and then he goes on the other end of the floor and he scores. And the soft touch was one thing that really, really stood out to me. I know we talked with Andrew Lopez about it, and he saw it in practice for the Pelicans, but there were multiple times where he would drive and then he would get to his spot. He just really, really soft touch, and it goes in. And all of a sudden, he had like an 11-point run there at the end of the first quarter into the second quarter where he just looked awesome. So I just wanted to highlight Derek Queen ahead of his fourth summer league game tonight against OKC.
Yeah, he was El Stinko early, but boy, he lighted up late. Man, he was really impressive, Charlie, and that you right on point with that. We had one of our texters ask about Michael, who do you think will be LSU's defensive MVP this year? For me, this is simple. It's Whit Weeks. I mean, last year, 125 tackles, 10 tackles for losses, 3.5 quarterback sacks, 2 forced fumbles. I think Weeks is just going to get better. as a player, because I think LSU is better up front along their defensive line. So for me, it's real simple. I think it's Whit Weeks. I do think one of those transfer defensive backs will have a huge impact on this team. But, man, the playmaker on defense, Whit Weeks. And you can just see he's not the biggest, the fastest, the strongest, but you can't teach instincts. He's got it on that field. Rarely does he take a false step to the football. Now, sometimes he tries to guess a little bit on a play, and he'll move himself out of position. But, man, most of the time, he's on target, and I think that would be my choice for Defensive Player of the Year for LSU for 2025, Whit Weeks. And he put up some big numbers last year for the Tigers, and again, I think he'll just get better.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.